pinakahuling climate report na pag-alamang nararanasan ng Australia ang pinakamataas at mainit na temperatura at ang mas mahabang panahon ng bushfire at mas marami malakas na ulan at bagyo. Ayon sa Bureau of Meteorology at CSIRO, ang mga pagbabago'y bunga ng pagtaas ng antas ng greenhouse gas tulad ng carbon dioxide na naiipit ang init sa mas mababang bahagi ng planeta. Ang detalye sa ulat ni Sonia Heidenman na isinalaysay sa wikang Filipino. Sa the biennial State of the Climate Report, pinagsama-sama't binuo ang mga pinakahuling climate monitoring at siyensya na siyang nagpapakita kung paano nagbabago't nabago ang lagay ng panahon. Sinabi ng CSIRO Climate Science Center Interim Director Steve Rintoul, ang resulta ng pagsusuri nakahanay sa ebidensya na nagpapatibay sa kaganapan ng climate change.
And the primary driver is the increase in carbon dioxide measured in the atmosphere. Since 1975, carbon dioxide levels have increased pretty steadily. And the concentration of CO2 in the atmosphere is now 44% higher than it was in 1750. And is likely higher than it has been at any other time in the last 2 million years. As a consequence of that increase in carbon dioxide is a greenhouse gas. The additional carbon dioxide has enhanced the greenhouse effect and the Earth has warmed.
Sinabi ng manager ng climate monitoring ng Bureau of Meteorology, Carl Braganza, nararanasan ng Australiang epekto ng climate change sa pagkakaroon ng pinakamataas na antas ng temperatura sa init ng panahon. Ani Dr. Braganza, ang lagay ng panahong ito ay pangkaraniwan na sa iba't ibang bahagi ng bansa.
So that's a really big change in terms of, from our perspective, all the operational agencies that might be dealing with fire weather and heat waves across more than one state at one time. So these events would come around relatively infrequently, at most, you know, once or twice a year, but really there's many years where we didn't get any such days. In the last period, what we've seen is really a stacking up of these days, so a much higher frequency of this kind of extreme heat.
Sa ulat na pag-alaman ang temperatura sa Australia ay magpapatuloy na tumaas sa darating na mga dekada, kung saan mas dadalas ang lubhang mainit at lubhang malamig na lagay ng panahon. Habang dumadalas ang pag-ulan sa hilagang bahagi ng Australia, simula noong 1970s, dumalang naman ang buhos ng ulan sa timog kanlurang bahagi ng bansa ng hanggang 20%. Ayon kay Dr. Braganza, ang ulan at lubhang init ng panahon ay ang mga pangunahing bagay-bagay na siyang magbibigay daan sa nakakapinsalang panahon ng sunog o bushfire.
What we've seen is both an increase in the extreme fire weather, so it's becoming more extreme. We've seen more fire weather throughout the fire season, and that's associated as well with a longer fire season. So we're seeing fire weather push into spring and autumn, and particularly in spring, that's been associated with early season heat waves that have come through.
Dagdag pa ni Dr. Braganza, magpapatuloy ang pagtaas ng antas ng tubig sa karagatan. At ang mga karagatan sa palibot ng Australia ay patuloy na iinit na siyang mag-iimpluwensya sa pangkalahatang lagay ng panahon sa bansa. Anya, magbabago rin ang kaganapan ng mga bagyo o tropical cyclones sa Australia. Ito ay malamang na magiging mas madalang, ngunit mas malakas ang hagupit.
When we talk about intensity in tropical cyclones, we're mostly talking about wind speed. And changes to wind speed are expected to really become apparent later this century. Something to note, though, with tropical cyclones is a lot of the damage in Australia gets done by storm surges and intense heavy rainfall, and those things are expected to increase proportional to global warming. So we're expecting those changes to be occurring now and ongoing.
Sinabi rin ni Dr. Braganza ng ilang mga naitalang pinakamainit o mataas na antas ng temperatura nitong nakaraay maaaring maging pangkaraniwang temperatura sa loob ng 30 taon. Ngunit, sinabi ng CSIRO, bumubuti na rin ang kaalaman at kaalaman sa mga implikasyon ng climate change. Ani Steve Rintoul, lumalaki rin ang pangangailangan para sa mas pinabuting impormasyong Scientifico.
That's an indication, I think, that the community and decision makers in government, in industry, and in the community are engaged with the issue and looking for the best information they can get to make some of the tough decisions that they have in front of them.